Hello, and welcome to Farmapodia, a place where you can listen to what's happening today in the farmer industry. As usual, let's start with drugs on a move. Malaria vaccine EBA-175 has entered its first phase 1 clinical trial in Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research at the University of Ghana. The study is sponsored by the Division of Microbiology and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease of the US NIH. EBA-175 is a recombinant protein-based malaria vaccine. A US phase 1 clinical trial has been completed. TT-301 has entered its phase 1 clinical trial to determine the safety, tolerability, and the pharmacokinetic of TT-301. It will be given intravenously to healthy individuals in escalating doses in a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study. The intravenous formulation is currently intended to be tested as the treatment of central nervous system disease. The company plans to develop an oral formulation as the treatment of inflammatory disease such as rheumatoid arthritis for its lead compound TT-301 and TT-302. The compound is being developed by Transition. Cyclone Pharmaceuticals and Sigma-Tau announced the results of zatecine or tamoxifen. It is being used to increase immune response to MF59 adjuvant H1N1 influenza monovalent vaccines from Novartis. The results show that zatecine can significantly increase immune response to the H1N1 vaccines during the first 6 weeks following vaccination. Tamoxifen or zatecine is the synthetic peptide that mimics the peptide that is produced by the thymus gland to increase the immune response. It is originally developed by Cyclone. The phase 2 study using PIL-PLUS to increase sexual desires and activities in women who took oral contraceptive has been completed. The results showed an increase in frequency of sexual activity and reduced frequency of rejection of initiation of sexual activity by partner. PIL-PLUS is a triple hormonal oral compound that is being developed by Biosante. Biosante licenses the patent of PIL-PLUS for oral use to Pentahe Bioscience in the US. Biosante retains rights to develop and market PIL-PLUS as the transdermal product. An updated special protocol assessment for Restenza in community-acquired bacterial pneumonia has been submitted to the FDA by Advanced Life Science. Restenza is a novel oral once-a-day antibiotic. It is currently in the late-stage development as the treatment of CABP and biodefense pathogens. Chelsea Therapeutics has completed enrollment for Natura's phase 3 clinical trial in patients with neurogenic orthostatic hypotension. The results are expected in September 2010. Full registration program is planned in the first half of 2011. Natura or Droxidopa is an oral synthetic catecholamine that can be converted to norepinephrine in the body. It is being developed as the treatment of norepinephrine deficiency. The phase 3 clinical study, or Study 301, was granted the special protocol assessment in February 2008. The FDA has also given the fast-track designation for Natura as the treatment of neurogenic orthostatic hypotension. Natura is also being investigated as the treatment of fibromyalgia in the phase 2 trial. A phase 2 clinical trial using Natura as the treatment of intradialytic hypertension has been completed with positive result. Dacogen, or decitabine, did not meet its primary endpoint in the phase 3 clinical trial as the treatment for acute myeloid leukemia, or AML. Even though the trial did not meet its primary endpoint, Supergene and Eisai still plan to submit a supplemental new drug application for Dacogen to the FDA as the treatment of AML and poor or intermediate risk cytogenetics in elderly patients by March 31, 2011. Dacogen for injection has been approved in more than 20 countries outside of the U.S. as the treatment of myeloid dysplastic syndromes, or MDS. Janssen Cilag International NV and affiliates of Cilag International are responsible for the development and marketing in these countries. Cilag International is a licensing partner of Eisai. Dacogen was also approved in the U.S. as the treatment of MDS. Moving on to device in the making. The data from two clinical trials using Provent sleep apnea therapy device as the treatment of sleep apnea was presented at SLEEP 2010. The result indicated that Provent therapy was effective in treating obstructive sleep apnea. It is currently being developed by Ventas Medical. Moving on to financial news. Celestoga Pharmaceuticals received $40 million financial funding through Series C. The money will be used to develop its lead product, CAL-101. CAL-101 is a PI3 kinase inhibitor. It's being developed as the treatment of leukemia and lymphoma. Moving on to dealmakers. Biospherix announced that it has signed a license agreement with the University of Kentucky Research Foundation to acquire worldwide rights to international patents of D-Tagatose, a lipid-lowering agent based on recent data from the Phase 3 clinical trial. Biospherix is a subsidiary of Spherix Incorporated. Ortho McNeil Janssen's Pharmaceuticals has signed an agreement with Diamyd Medical and its subsidiary Diamyd Inc. to develop type 1 diabetes vaccine, which is now in the Phase 3 clinical trials. The deal could be worth up to $625 million plus royalties once the vaccine is marketed. The vaccine is designed to re-educate the immune system to stop killing insulin-producing cells, which will result to an increase in insulin secretion. Well, this might be some good news for people who have alcohol intolerance in Asia, or at least in Taiwan. Raptor Pharmaceutical Corporation and Unipharma Corporation have entered into an exclusive agreement in which Unipharma has rights to commercialize Convivia as the treatment of aldehyde dehydrogenase deficiency, or ALDH2 deficiency. Raptor develops the proprietary oral formulation of 4-methylpyrazole, or Convivia. Unipharma now has rights to market Convivia in Taiwan with the options to extend the license to South Korea. Metagenes Inc. extends research collaboration with Asuka Pharmaceutical Corporation Limited for the development of novel small molecule kinase inhibitor, which is intended to be used as local delivery and treatment of ocular non-cancer disease. The research extensions will provide Metagenes an additional $1.27 million in research funding. The collaboration could be worth up to $50 million as Asuka will pay Metagenes milestone payments and royalties for net sales once the product hits the market. Metagenes currently has several products in development. For more information, please look at the transcript provided in the podcast. Now we're ready to move on to frontline research. A higher rate of adverse cardiovascular events has been reported in a clinical trial using testosterone gel as the treatment to improve muscle strength in older men. A couple of cardiovascular events were heart attacks and high blood pressure. The study was terminated in December 2009. The trial was funded by the National Institute of Aging. Here is some exciting news for the Parkinson's disease community. Researchers seem to have found the roots that caused the increase in dyskinesia, or the involuntary movement, in patients who have received fetal transplant tissue in the 90s. The author indicated that it could be coming from the increase of dopamine. Patients who received the transplants were found to have regenerative dopamine neurons. In addition, the fetal transplant tissues contained a higher number of serotonin neurons, which released dopamine. which then can act on dopamine receptors and cause the involuntary movements. As a result, researchers suggest that removing serotonin cells during the preparation of transplant tissues might decrease the incidence of dyskinesia. A new round of clinical trials with fetal cells is being developed by the European and North American researchers. The trials are anticipated to begin in 2012. Moving on to other news, Myriad Pharmaceuticals has changed its name to Myrexis Inc., which will go into effect on July 1st, 2010, which is today. The company will now focus its resources into developing the oncology pipeline. It is estimated that the company can be fully funded beyond 2013. The company has several compounds that are currently in different development phases. Aziza, being developed as the treatment of glioblastoma multiforme in combination with temozolomide, has advanced to its phase 2 clinical trial. MPC-3100 is currently in the phase 1 clinical trial. MOC-9528, a novel cancer metabolism inhibitor, is an IND candidate. The company is actively seeking co-development and co-commercialization partnerships for all the oncology program. In addition, its HIV infection and autoimmune disease pipelines are available for out-licensing. Now moving on to the last bit of the podcast for today, regulatory news. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has issued the patent number 7752190, method for determining drug effects using quantitative EEG to CNS response. Referenced EEG technology is the technology platform that can be used to improve the performance and efficacy of clinical trials that are conducted by the pharmaceutical companies. The company has submitted the 510K to the FDA for review in April 2010. Referenced EEG technology is developed by CNS Response. And that's it for the podcast for today. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to come back next time for more update. See you then. Goodbye.